This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening to you. Depending on where you are, maybe it's good afternoon. I'm not sure. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Tuesday, so that means we're going to lead off with the guy who is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and part of the ensemble that is the Polite Society podcast and writes in a few places. Ammo Land, Clash Daily, Slow Facts WordPress blog. That would be one Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I look forward to Tuesdays. Great to be with you.
Yes, thank you. I look forward to them as well. So, I know there's, when I asked you, I always send him a text in the morning saying, hey, are we good? We good this morning? He's like, I'm very good. How good are you?
Hey, I wanted to, we've sort of skipped over self-defense gun stories because the news has been so in your face. Yeah. Let me bring one of those examples back. Just because it highlights recent news. And from there, we'll go freeform. How's that sound?
Okay. I like it.
Okay. So you've been attacked by your boyfriend. We wish that never happened. Unfortunately, it does. Okay, you're going to go stay with your family for a couple days. You scoop up your kids, give them to some friends. You've got one of your children with you. You're going to your home to pick up some clothes, and then you're off to mom and dad's. And as you drive up, your boyfriend comes around the corner of the house, and he's armed, and tells you to enter the house. This is a smart mom. She goes, kids in the car, here. We got to drop my child off first, and then whatever you say. Because she's looking at a gun barrel.
Right.
So she doesn't give him the finger. She goes, yes, but. Okay, beautiful, beautiful tactic. She gets in the car, her car, and as her attacker turns to talk to her child, he lowers the gun. And it's not clear whether he set it on the seat or whether she took it out of his hand when he wasn't looking. But she disarms him. Okay, all of a sudden she raises it up as she backs out of the car. Now I'm going, wait a minute, you've just abandoned your child, but fine. He's the threat. He gets the subtle clue that now he's looking at a barrel. He runs. There's a happy ending. Awesome. What do you know? Kidnapping, aggravated assault, possession of a weapon by a prohibited person. So this is not his first go-round.
Sure.
Florida just said, I mean, you and I are going, well, how could this have been better? Wouldn't it have been great if she were armed? Because that way, her child wouldn't have been put at risk with a gun. The issue is you invited a gunfight in the car. Wouldn't it have been better to have that away from the child? Wouldn't it have been better to have a firearm of your own rather than depend on your attacker handing you his?
On disarming him.
Now, Bill, you've done some martial arts disarms.
Yes.
They're tough.
They're not. Steven Seagal makes them look too easy.
Now, I understand it's a desperate move, and maybe it's the bet you place, but my gosh, this is not the beginner course. Well, guess what? In Florida, we just told all the by the way, you can get married way before 18 until you're 21. You should be disarmed. That's what Florida state law just told its young adults.
Yep.
So we just told all these mothers who have domestic violence issues. You don't even need to be a mother, but Hi, you're in a relationship? At 18, you can go get married. You can choose your own partners. It's you no longer need parental permission for much of anything, except you can't be armed to defend yourself, even if you're the victim of domestic abuse in Florida. That's where. What do you think, Bill? Wrapping it around to current news.
I think, well, first things first. I mean, what was the name of that young mother that was in her house and her husband had just died?
Yes.
And they were trying to come in on her. She was like 20, I think, and she had a shotgun, and they came in on her wanting her husband's medication. She had a young child, a baby, and she defended herself with a gun because there was one there she could have.
Right.
That won't be happening in Florida no more unless the lawsuits are successful.
Isn't that tragic? We're going to say, well, this would be better if this young woman was disarmed. And I'm just wondering what world. Well, we know now we get to talk about the world where those lawmakers live.
Well, what I'm thinking is that, you know, Florida was the gun shine state. When it comes to concealed carry, they led the way with the template that everybody else in the United States started following in 1985 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the shift in the demographics over in the 33 years since they enacted that, they've gone from being what they were to what they are. Because they've had this, you know, this shift. A lot of people moved from up north and moved to Florida to retire and everything over the course of a little less than a generation has changed.
Right.
And that's that. There's the lesson for you right there where you're at right now. It's only as safe as it is today, and it may not be that safe tomorrow. There's a lot of people who want to turn Texas purple.
Lots of luck with that. But, yes, they do. That's true. Let's back up.
Sure.
We saw a huge multi-million dollar, do you want to call it a marketing campaign, a public relations campaign, to beat up on gun owners. And it was over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, you noticed it. This wasn't the, oh, we're just for a few common sense gun control policies over here on the edges. It was, we'll wind up the old Occupy folks, give them a new sign, same T-shirts I noticed if you check the video.
Yeah.
And yes, we'd like to take your firearms from you. There's no subtlety about it. And that was offensive to the people in the middle. The NRA got a huge boost. Second Amendment got a huge boost. Second Amendment, the number of young people joining went up 15-fold.
Right.
Because, oh, you mean me? Yes. When they say take your guns, they mean you.
Yep.
So I think that whole marketing campaign was aimed to stampede politicians.
Well, it wasn't going to change the minds of the true believers, and the politicians were susceptible this time, especially the Republicans. They seem especially susceptible, and we'll see what we get out of that and everything. But, you know, Larry Pratt used to tell me that politicians are the most malleable of clays.
Right.
So you can always get their shit. They're always going to change their shape, and the only time they quit changing their shape is when they die or when they quit.
the phrase that I heard was, you understand that a politician has no spine.
Right.
The only time he'll stand up straight is if you loan him yours.
But they're pretty flexible. They can bend over backwards.
They can yes, they can. Exactly
like
right.
Like a yoga master. They can get into all kinds of contortionist positions and all these other things. So we'll see. We'll see what this brings of us. I think they've just about, with this this past weekend, which if you want to talk a little bit about that and in the next go-round, but I think this weekend, this past one may have been their last hurrah. We will see. My guy here, Robin Morse, now in June, we're going to be taking a class together at Tactical Response. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hanging out at the NRA meetup in May. And I guess next month I'm just going to take the time to get in shape to where we can run around like crazy people. So, That's what we got going on. But you can find his stuff. You can find it online in the written word at ClashDaily.com, a featured writer at Ammoland.com, and his own blog, Slowfax WordPress blog. And as in the audio realm, he's the host of Self Defense Gun Stories and a part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
TWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse of all of those qualifications that he has and all these things that he does and everything else, I'll give them to you before we go into the break. If you haven't, if you don't know him already, well, welcome to the show. You haven't ever heard it before, obviously. What do you think, Rob? The March for Their Lives is what I'm calling it. Do you think that was their last hurrah there?
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. The media's not going to let that die.
You don't think so?
They're going to continue to beat the politicians with that. Well, I mean, here's the problem. If absent facts, if you just know what you see in the news, I'm going to take the classic example.
Sure.
If there's an earthquake, everybody goes and buys earthquake insurance, even if there wasn't an earthquake in that area, because they're bombarded with the pictures from the media so heavily they think, oh, an earthquake is likely where I live, even though they are in an earthquake-free zone. We're seeing the same thing. People think, oh, school shootings, it's an epidemic. No, it's the news media that's decided they need to, you know, sell soap, and this will, they'll play the same loop until you finally change the channel. I want to turn that around, because I think you're right. There is a, I'll call it a backlash that's taking place. We mentioned part of it. That was us joining the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA, because we just said, the news is absurd. The news is over the top. They don't speak for me. I'm not a terrorist. I'm going to join this organization. But we also saw lots and lots of local gun shops go, you know, my friend who's a teacher asked me what it would be like if I carried in school, and I'm just going to give him a free class.
Right.
Well, over and over, the classic example where the guy goes, ah, I've got half of a class, 12 slots, sure, get some teachers together, come on over. And 400 teachers later, he goes, that's enough, I'm booked, you know, into the summer. And he finally said, look, I can't, I'm being generous, I can't do it for free. You can have like a quarter of my classes for free, and it'll be on an ongoing basis. That was the, but the sheriff in Butler County, Ohio, had a similar situation. He thought he'd get 30, and he, you know, had to, again, turn it off at 300. But we saw it not only in states that allow, and in fact have, armed teachers in classrooms today, separate from their training program, just a local guy, and kind of puts paid to the lie that teachers don't want to understand self-defense. But we've seen a very similar reaction in states where it's absolutely prohibited. The bluest of the blue states, where a teacher would be go to jail, go to prison for even, you know, barely asking, hey, is this allowed? States like New Jersey, multiple examples of gun ranges in New Jersey said, look, people bring guns to school. It's terrible. But this is what self-defense looked like. This is how you would handle a firearm if a kid brought it in a backpack and you got a hold of it. This is how you could make it safe. Okay, New Jersey. Well, rough and tough. How about Illinois? Multiple ranges in Illinois. There's even one in South Carolina, Bill.
Which?
The station was KCBD. Upstate Firearms Training Company offers free CWP class for teachers and school staff. I'll send you the link after the
break. Send me the link.
I will. See? Oh, sorry, partner. You should have them on. Do I get a finder's fee? But Florida,
yeah.
Florida has the same nightmare. Now there, we've seen some sheriffs who go, all right, only deputies can do it. They pulled an Oprah. They said, you that teach history, you're a deputy. You in the English department, you're a deputy. You're a deputy, you get to be a deputy. Everybody gets to be a deputy. Right out of Oprah's show.
Right.
And our culture is developing solutions faster than our politics can keep up.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it, because the politicians, you know, when I got out of the military and I started looking at civilian teachers, it seemed like civilian teachers were so much faster on technique development. And you know, in the military, certain things have to go through a process, and it's never fast. It's always slow. It's always bound by dogma. So
don't they've got an entire command called training and doctrine?
Yes, TRADOC. Yes, sir. Yes, they do. And you have to submit all of that stuff. You have to write a technical manual, and you have to submit it and let them show. And then if they actually pick it up in a couple of years, you might actually make some money on it. But that's not why most people do it. But around here, if somebody says, "Wow, if I hold the rifle this way, I can stay on target much better than if I hold it this way," then they just start doing it that way.
Right.
So
well, we're now to give the military credit, to give everybody credit. You're right. We're learning faster. Competition has taught us how to teach better, how to fight better. The notion that you'll develop a secret technique and only your students will know it, that's sort of a myth from 100-plus years ago. You know, these days you show it to somebody, 20 minutes later it's on YouTube, you know, next week it's in everybody's curriculum.
Right.
Unless it's wrapped in red tape, right? Then we have to take some time to untangle it.
Right.
We have a minute here.
Yeah.
Give or take. So I'm heartened by all this change. That says our culture is changing. And I can't say this strongly enough. This is the new media paradigm. We used to think, oh, teachers wouldn't want to be armed. Well, that's what the teachers union told us. Don't they speak for teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now we have this evidence, a huge sample all the way across the country. We didn't need to hire Pew. You mine the internet, say, gosh, time after time after time, if someone said, if you're in a school and would like to know how to safely handle a firearm, whether it's for self-defense, whether it's just to disarm or render inoperable, render safe a firearm that someone brings there, a gun that doesn't belong, or simply how to recognize a gun to say, oh, this is real, this is airsoft, this is, a Pop-Tart. Those classes are overfilled very quickly, and they're left wanting more. You know, you can't hide that data anymore.
No, you cannot. Now, when we get back, we'll have time to talk about something else. But I haven't talked to you about what you're going to carry at what you're going to run in the class.
Right.
So
that ought to be fun.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit when we get back. And the stuff that Rob does, where you can catch him on the air, you can catch him on a podcast with Self Defense Gun Stories or Polite Society Podcast. Or, if you like just to read, a good read, go to Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where all the stuff starts, but you may find it out there at AmmoLand.com and on Clash Daily as well. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. In June, my guest and I, we'll be somewhere in Camden, Tennessee, taking fighting pistol at Tactical Response in the same class. Have you, Mr. Morse, decided what your gun, and are you going to carry a backup just in case one goes down? And
yes.
What are your thoughts on that? What are you going to take?
The Toyota Tercel of modern handguns.
Ah, the Glock.
Yes, Mr. 19 and I, and my backup, Mr. 19.
So you'll take two 19s.
Yeah.
Well,
that way I figure if anybody else, when they're doing mag changes, I get to try and steal everybody else's mags. What?
Hey. I've got this company called Ace Firearms, and they make these Glock clones.
Right.
And the problem, besides Gaston Glock, the problem I have with Glock is the grip angle, as good as I may shoot a Glock,
right,
the grip angle, I just don't like it as much.
Right.
And the way he's building these, he's using these polymer 80 lowers, which are actually straighter, more like a 1911.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it's the best of both worlds. Although now we're in a race, because while we were going through the testing of these guns, which they go under the moniker Militia Arms Custom, mm-hmm. We found out that the slides that he was purchasing were coming apart.
Ah.
And this was all, you know, he was already selling them. And this guy, because he's an engineer at heart, he went and he and two or three of his people went somewhere and got certified on the CNC machines with the CAD stuff and all the other stuff in a weekend to cut their own slides from scratch, from just plain old steel stock. So right now, every one of those that I have, I got one that I never got to shoot. Because he made me the Glock 17 size, because for me, the best size to shoot for me is the Glock 17 size.
Right.
But I will have 3 19 size. They're called the CP9s, and the full-size one is the FP9. So I'll have those. And they'll be using those Glock 19 and 17 magazines, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, You remember the P10C that you were enthused about for a while.
Yeah, I may get one of those and bring that too.
Would you? Because I'm eager to try that. We have righties and lefties in the house, and the
right.
P10. Okay, let's give it the full name here. The CZ P10C. So it's a P10 compact.
Yeah.
Right. Striker fired, polymer framed. Again, a little bit better grip angle than Mr. Glock.
Right.
Is also fully ambidextrous because I've got righties and lefties in the house.
Sure.
And now that someone has finally admitted that some people are left-thumbed, you know, we could make that slide release on either side. Who knew?
Who knew? The P10C is a really very good gun. Makes me wonder if they're going to have a P10. But for me,
as in the Glock 17 size.
Yeah. But for me, like when I get into the CZ guns, it's really hard for me to get away to go with the P10. That means I have to get away from the P09.
Yes,
which is a great
prior little action gun.
It is a great single action double action gun. So,
have you had a chance to get back to the range lately?
I have not, because I only have gotten on the mend enough since in the last, it'll be 2 weeks day after for on Friday. It'll be 2 weeks day after Friday that since I started getting some sort of a treatment to where I could recover. And the other, and as soon as, of course, of that happened, it started raining here on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I finally did some more instruction and realized, oh, yeah, that it's not training. And it's been, 6 months since I went and stood still at a range?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I can't do all the things I'm used to doing because there are students here. So after we're done, you guys clean up, let me go down range. And, yeah, got to move as I shoot, which is the standard now. Other than doing demo where you have to now stand still in front of a video perhaps, yeah, you and I don't stand still as we shoot anymore. It's been there, done that, not anymore.
Right. Well, it's I've just started this. I started filming this little series I'm going to do about creating space, and I'm going to incorporate both empty-handed martial art and knives into this.
Right.
And I think most of the kickoff on any incident where you're going to be involved with a self-defense situation, somebody's going to be hands on you before that you know you're being attacked. So,
right.
It will be helpful, but there's going to be some movement, and there's going to be some defensive movement and angles and all these other things. You may end up on the ground to get away from them. What was that guy? Instructor Zero, when somebody's coming at him with a knife, he just lays straight back and goes straight to the ground.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
now,
well, he did the one time I saw him up against somebody with a knife anyway. I'll put it that way.
You've shot enough steel. Remember poppers where you shoot them?
Yeah.
And this is where the guys with a .45 who shoots a big, heavy bullet, they have an advantage because it will knock some steel down, where some nines you have to hit it high. Somebody put one of those on a table and said, hi, we'll start this stage with you slamming this steel target that's standing up. So it's like a punching bag that won't get back up. You have to push it down, and now you can back away from it and shoot something that's behind it. That's because we haven't found the guy who wants to be the training dummy and have people shoot at him all that often.
No.
But it lets you fend something off that had some mass to it, and you recoiled and took a step back and then started engaging targets. So it's a great course of fire. It's a great skill to develop. I wonder if James will put us through our paces. Well, maybe we'll get to see something like that. This is the beginning of combat pistol, not the end.
Yeah. Tactical response, this is the one class you have to take before you can take any of the rest of them. So, but we will become alumni, too.
Yes, indeed.
We will become alumni. So,
have you heard more about his media empire?
Liber TV? I know that it launched. I was going to have him on last week when it launched, but he was too busy launching it to be on my show. So I haven't touched base with him. I know that he is looking at that, and I know that this is going to be a race, I think, because I had a media guy come on the show earlier this week and or late last week, and we were discussing what we think is going on with YouTube. And the consensus is that YouTube wants to be like Netflix, which means they're going to charge you and they're going to control all the media. Right. But that when they leave the space of being the hub and the forum, then the thought pattern right now is that there are a lot of people sitting down right now figuring out how much money it will take to duplicate what they do.
Yep.
And they're getting the money together and some other things too. So it won't be instantaneous, but it will still happen.
We have a whole minute. So the number of outlets, what did some guys put some of their gun video content on a porn site? And they said, no, we're not doing it. But if you want to generate media coverage, you throw some of your stuff over there because then the media will cover your story that you got kicked off YouTube.
Yeah, I think In Range TV did that, and they put it on Pornhub.
Yes. And I checked out James Yeager's Liber TV, L-I-B-E-R TV.
Yep.
If you look at playlists, there are no posts yet. He's just getting started.
Right.
Full 30 had some. They're a subscriber. Nobody was carrying podcasts that I could see. You know, I'm a podcast guy.
Sure.
But hopefully we will have some alternatives to the YouTubes, the Zuckerberg Facebook jail that we keep getting thrown in.
I think we will. We're going to be right back. Rob and I are in the middle of Freeform now, so who knows what we're going to do when we get back. My guess is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to my guest, Rob Morse. Second week in a row, I've been able to talk to him and not lose my breath doing it. It don't take much to make me happy now, Rob.
It is such a relief, Bill. I thought you were going to have to find a new occupation where you could whisper, and it's great to hear you full voiced.
If I had to worry about stuff like punctuation, I'd just starve.
I just registered on James' website, so yeah. We'll see how he's going.
I'm waiting on it to see what they want to do. Full 30 is by invitation only, and I have not been invited, and I'm not going to ask them to invite me. Mm-hmm. I'm not, because, and I'll tell you why, because I don't use YouTube as a way to make money. I use YouTube as a way to show stuff that my sponsors use or make. So that's all it is for me. And for these guys that use it to make money, I don't want to be in their way. So I don't push it, and I'm not asking to be done with it. Having said that, I do want to have somewhere to put video. So when Liber TV comes along, I'll try that out. I'm looking at Carbon TV. I'm looking at Twitch TV. So I'm looking around to see who's got what and where. And just waiting for the next one to come along, because there will be a next one that comes along. Without a doubt, there will be an answer.
Isn't that interesting? Because, I mean, think back. Before Facebook, there was MySpace. And before that, there were, you know, internet chat, AOL.
Right.
So
ICQ. Do you remember ICQ?
Oh, I do. Yes.
MPlayer.
Or IRC.
Yeah.
So
the thing about YouTube right now is it came out the other day that they don't really. For the people that have like 10 million plus subscribers, they were out there saying, why do I make a video and I got 10 million subscribers? I get 500,000 views. YouTube is putting out that they're not letting everybody know that subscribes to this content.
Right.
So there are a lot of big people, big on YouTube anyway, leaving YouTube and doing other stuff. Some of them started Facebook video. Some of them do Instagram video. But Facebook is... YouTube. I used to go on YouTube, and I'd find all of my favorite people that did all my favorite content. They very rarely come on there now.
Right.
So.
Well, they isn't that interesting? They poisoned their own golden goose by becoming politically correct. And that bothers me a lot. Well, we saw it again. What the? Actually, this is related. I'm not schizophrenic, or neither am I. The New England Patriots donated jets to fly snowflakes down to this protest in D.C.
Yep,
Delta that said, oh, yeah, we're just being neutral with the NRA. They gave free flights for this demonstration.
Sure.
My partner, John Richardson, said, this word neutral, it does not mean what you think it means.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't understand where it's coming from, because demographically and statistically speaking, they're getting on the wrong side.
Yes.
And I don't understand that at all. YouTube, for example, I talked to Hickok 45 late last week, and he's got his own YouTube representative. And they're like, you and I better not make a video showing how to drop a Gatling gun trigger into an AR-15 lower.
Okay.
Now, I don't care that there's no structural way to actually do that. But that's the kind of, you know, the kind of, they're trying very hard to be politically correct, and yes. They don't know the terminology in order to be politically correct. They don't know enough lingo about the guns. And then, of course, if we get out there and say, well, you can't really drop a Gatling gun trigger into an AR, then we become, I think, what are we? We're bullies, and because we're correcting them, and we're elitist and elitist scumballs, something like that.
Well, and we're gunsplaining, too.
Yeah, gunsplaining. We're gunsplaining.
What I want Hickok to just have a world of success no matter where he goes. He's good, he's fun.
Yeah.
Bless him, keep going. The thing I liked about in general about YouTube was that it was accessible. It wasn't the highly polished news anchor spinning everything, it was the man on the street.
Sure.
Well, they've killed that, and now we wonder what'll come next.
Well, right now the apparent for about a year and a half, the YouTube golden boy was a kid named Casey Neistat. He's 35 years old. He's been quote unquote a filmmaker. He's had a series on HBO. He is worldly. He lives in New York City. He is worldly, and he does a lot of stuff. And he makes a lot of money. He made up an app that CNN bought for $25 million, and now CNN is hemorrhaging cash, so they had to get rid of him and get rid of his team and everything else. So now they've shifted from him, because he's 35, and they've shifted from him to these two 20-somethings that are the Paul brothers. And one of them is the one that got out there and filmed the dead body in the Japanese suicide forest.
Yeah.
So,
talk about tasteless.
And they have him on trending. They had that video, that one particular video, on trending for 2 days. It got 6.5 million views before it got pulled down. And they will send out notifications to his video to you, even if you're not a subscriber. And their video is about nothing in particular. It's just basically slapstick humor. So it's not how to, you know, not how to change the front tube on your tire when it goes flat on your bike, and it's not how to cook or any of this other stuff. It's just to be, I don't want to say stupid, because some of them are actually quite funny, but in the case of the Paul brothers, they're both stupid and abrasive. And the new thing they're doing on YouTube now is challenging each other to boxing matches.
Oh, this, no. Okay, so I'm too old for this. Yeah. Some of the kids that I work with, you know, would talk about stuff like this. I'm all just, no, but there's a market for a lot of things. You and I, just because it doesn't appeal to you and I, doesn't mean they won't be millionaires tomorrow.
Well, you know, the stuff that appeals to us, like with all this social media that's going sort of sideways right now, podcasts, which were the first of its type out there, are going to be fine. Nobody's going to take the podcast platform away from anybody. You and I that have these podcasts and all this other stuff, it will still be there long after Facebook kicks all the guns off and YouTube does it and everything else. When that happens, you and I will still be sitting here going, nothing changed for me. So there's some things in the marketplace they were here before us. They'll be here while we're here. They're going to be here after we're gone. And there's some new things like YouTube and Facebook and, you know, all these other things that 20 years ago they didn't exist. I didn't care about them. I didn't even think about them. So, you know, I get asked on occasion, Bill, why don't you do this on social media? Why don't you do that? And I was trying 3 weeks ago. I was really trying hard to do it. And then YouTube started doing their stuff, and now I'm just sitting back going, of course I was wise and knew that I didn't need to do that.
Well, you know, we can have this conversation again. No, seriously, because things will change. What you and I can count on is that things will change.
Sure.
But, okay, give you 2 weeks on your track bike. So you have to be healthy. It has to not rain so much that you won't slide off the road.
Right.
And then I'm going to be talking to a guy who looks like you. Okay. Sounds like you.
Oh, no.
But has the energy that you had, you know, and years ago again.
Are you talking about me then? Okay. Good.
I'm talking. Well, so, almost a guy looks like you, but will have a lot more energy. And I'm when that happens, yeah, maybe some more videos will come out. I mean, you've got the video, you've got the processing, you've got the drones. I expect great things from you.
I do, too. And finally, I get that now that I have the energy to actually do it.
Yeah.
I've been shooting one video today, and I looked at it and said, this is junk. I'm going to throw it all away and start all over again. So it's below the standard I'm trying to make.
Well, you'll learn what you can from it and press on. So
yes, 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 I will. You're absolutely right. So we got about a not quite a minute left. To those of you that haven't read, if you haven't been to Slow Facts blog, Slow Facts blog is a repository of an idea or ideas that you when you read it, you didn't think about it till you read it, and then you go, why didn't I think about that? A lot of times when Rob writes on that stuff, one of the reasons I say that when I've got a piece of his stuff and I say it's from his desk is because you're about to get it literally almost from verbatim from his desk, because there's nothing I can do to embellish it, improve upon it, make it any better. Just reading it is enough. So that's my tip for the day. Go check out the Slow Facts WordPress blog. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Second hour coming up. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.